When you are there, when you are there, when you are there. God bless you. Hallelujah. Your right hand and just appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That I am that I am, and ask Him to touch you today. Very, very quickly tonight, I welcome everyone here to the presence of the Lord. I believe that as God visited Abraham in the heat of the day, we will receive a visitation in this heat season in the name of Jesus Christ. Please try and manage the heat very well, especially in the daytime. Don't allow yourself to be overly dehydrated. Drink plenty of water for strength, for brain functioning, to ensure that there is minimal contusion. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The major cause of amnesia and toxic confusional states in people above 60 is dehydration, from research. That is, they haven't drunk enough and they are not aware. They'll be thinking of Alzheimer's disease or something else, just plainly. There is not enough fluid in the brain, so there is a lot of confusion. Okay? So just take that medical lecture free of charge and manage the heat very well. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, all the way to verse 34. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, all the way to verse 34. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. Tonight, I want to speak in this preservation service on the subject, preservation faith. Preservation faith. There is supernatural supply faith. There is divine health and healing faith. And this is preservation faith. Our objective is threefold. Number one, understanding that faith preserves. Understanding that faith preserves. Number two, understanding how faith preserves. Understanding that faith preserves. Understanding how faith preserves. And number three, understanding the faith that preserves. What kind of faith? How do we work faith to preserve? Understanding that faith preserves. Understanding how faith preserves. Understanding the faith that preserves. Now, by way of introduction, it is clear throughout scripture that faith is a major tool, not just for exploits, but for the preservation of life and destiny. Faith is a major tool, not just for the command of exploits, but for the preservation of life and destiny. We just read Hebrews 11:32-34. But if you look at 33 and 34 critically, you will be seeing preservation there by faith. He said, through faith, they subdued kingdoms. Through faith, they wrought righteousness. Through faith, they obtained promises, supplies and others. Now, through faith, they stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. What is the meaning of that? It is clear that faith was what Samson used to deal with the lion. David dealt with the lion by faith. Daniel closed the mouth of the lion by faith. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego deflamatized the flame by faith. The God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will. But even if he doesn't, we will not bow. But this is exciting. He said they escaped the edge of the sword. The javelin of Saul could not pin David to the wall by faith. He escaped, he dodged by faith. If you saw in scripture, men and women who passed through danger, confronted hazards, and escaped the danger. They walked through danger as if danger did not exist. The Bible said it happened by faith. Listen to this. The devil is not omnipotent. The devil cannot do what he wants by time. Every child of God, you have a choice in the matter. In the matter of your life and in the matter of your destiny. And that shall be communicated today. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. The following are clear from the scripture. Number one, Psalm 27 and in verse 13. Psalm 27, 36. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody say a loud amen. Number one, things that we must take note of as we go. Those who believe see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah! Those who believe, except you don't believe. Those who believe, those who are in faith, see the goodness of the Lord. They see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That is, they cannot be cut off from the land of the living. They must see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Job said, I will wait until my change comes out. I must see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The meaning of that is, not to believe is to die off before the goodness of God shows up for you. Those who don't believe can be cut off from seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Number two, the Bible said in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it said the just shall live by his faith. The second thing is, the just lives, or the just live by their faith. the just live by their faith. That is, to live, faith must be in place. To live, meaningful, purposeful, durable, faith must be in place. And I want you to mark Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The just shall live by his faith, not by another person's faith. There are many people who are depending on somebody's faith for their life. That is an error. I've seen a lot, many men. Oh, he doesn't really go to church. Oh, my wife is a prayer type. Have you seen such money misrode kind of talk before? Oh, my wife is a prayer type. She's always, their own church. She's always praying for me. If you don't like, don't pray for yourself. If the devil chew you like chicken, then you will know that your money, your position means nothing. That's upside down operation. The man is a priest of his house. He's the man to he's the one to take the lead in prayer and to take the lead in the things of God, not the other way around. I hear such things all the time. As you see the man, very, very round. He's enjoying his life. I don't go to church. When they are praying, he's yawning. My wife is a prayer type. He's a prayer type. They are the prayer. Which one is prayer type? They just live by their faith. The meaning of it is, no matter how justified you are, without faith, you can die easily. But that is not your portion. I mean, no matter how much character you possess, no matter how nice you are as a person, hear this, you are such a nice person, jolly good fellow. If your faith is not in place, your life is at risk. Thirdly, the shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. Faith is a shield that has the capacity to fend off flaming arrows from hell. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16. And he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Somebody say amen. So, it is proof positive that faith is a factor for life. Faith. Some of us would have been gone long ago. I told you the story of how the devil gave himself a timeline many, many, many years ago. Dr. Miss Lecter, you remember when we were in France, we traveled to France? It's a particular physical attack of the enemy. That satanic utterance, statement, picture that he gave himself was before that time. Now, some people will already begin to do things to conclude that it is time up. Yes. If you see a green-eyed devil giving himself a verdict in the dream of the night, and you see things and they come to pass. You see things, they come to pass. The other side of it. And you hear things and they come to pass. But that was inconsequential by the power of faith. That devil died and went to hell. You will fulfill your days. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. Lift your right hand and say, I shall fulfill my days. Shout the loudest, amen.
now. What is?
How does faith preserve? Number one, we just said one already, and I'm going to repeat that for the sake of repetition. Faith preserves. How does faith preserve you? Number one, by establishing the shield of defense against the missiles of evil. Your faith establishes a shield of defense around your life against the missiles from hell. Ephesians 6:16. We read it. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We live in a world of flying arrows. Flying arrows. Please don't forget, we live in a world of flying arrows. We see people saw themselves in the dream of the night, injected, woke up the next day, they said they were HIV positive. Saw a young lady, small girl in secondary school, her friend asked her in the school, said, have you started using inhaler yet? That is what asthmatics use. You say, what are you talking about, inhaler? What are you talking about? I can't use inhaler, I don't have asthma. Before evening, person that was normal. What happened? They fired the arrow and came to confirm if it had landed. So we live in that kind of world. Some arrows are not for you. They are just, how many of you have heard of stray bullets that knocked down people that the bullet was not going for? Some arrows were not for you. They were just flying. You walked into it. But by faith, once it hit you, it returns back to where it came from. A woman testified on Tuesday how that a man wanted to kill her. And then all of a sudden, you remember the testimony? She saw I stood beside her and I said that she should not be afraid and that the bullet would return back to the sender. It came to her head, turned back and went to the head of the man who sent it. How many days later? 2 days later, the man died in the physical. Arrow did U-turn. Came, did U-turn. And returned. Faith is that shield. So when you are without faith, you are moving about with an open body. That will never be your portion. The shield of faith, defenses of arrows of darkness, they are thrown for you to have suddenly diabetes, suddenly hypertension, suddenly cancer, suddenly this or that, and it fends back to hell. I prophesy to someone here today, every arrow fired in your direction is returning back to hell tonight. In Jesus' name, by establishing the shield of defense against the missiles of the enemy. But number two, by tapping into the life of God, which is indestructible. Faith connects the believer to the life of God. Faith is like a connection wire that connects you to the life of God. You are able to tap into a life that can't be destroyed. And it says, the just shall live by his faith. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it means faith connects you to life. What life is that? John chapter 10 verse 10. The thief comes to kill, to steal, to destroy. But I'm linking you with a life that can't be destroyed. That is the opposite of the killing ministry, the stealing ministry, and the destruction ministry of the thief is the life that I came to give you. That is, the life I have to give you, no thief can take it. When it is your time and you have gone, it will not be said that Satan killed you. That was that life the woman with the issue of blood tapped into. Mark chapter 5, verse 30. And the issue of blood dried. And Jesus, knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about him in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And you know that the woman did a touch of faith, because everybody was thronging on Jesus. But the Bible said she said in her heart, which is faith, "If I can touch, I shall be healed." And she did. That touch pulled virtue. Virtue means miracle working life. And virtue means miracle power. Virtue is both life and power. That is what John 6:63 said. "The word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." Faith makes you tap. When you are walking in faith, you are connected to a life source that no devil can say, "I can take it." Number three. How does faith preserve? By moving God into action for the defense of the just. Faith moves God into action to defend the believer. When God sees your faith, he is moved to do what you are believing him for. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Your faith moves God into action for the defense of your life. That was what he did. The God whom we serve, he did that for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He will deliver us. Daniel 3:16 is able. 17 now. "The God, if it be so, our God whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will." When God heard that, as they stepped into the fire, in fact, he was waiting for them in the fire. He was there before they arrived. It's the Alpha and the Omega, declaring the end from the beginning. He was there. When they arrived, fire was already defirized. "We threw three people in this fire. Why am I seeing four men? And the form of the fourth man is like the Son of the Living God." There are people seated here. In the season that we are, Jehovah God is about to step in for your battle. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. I don't know how many of us remember the testimony of the Dynamic School of Ministry student. This testimony will be about 10 or so many years ago. He was walking in the midst of around a village side, I think Nasarawa side or something, somewhere, and he was just walking, and some demons like put roadblock with gun on the road, and they were there. And they said, "Who goes there?" He didn't know that he was running into hoodlums. If he knew, he wouldn't have passed there. "Who goes there?" "Stop." He was still walking. "Stop." He was still moving. When he realized what was going on, all of a sudden, he began to blast in tongues. He said, at that moment, he felt like a cold hand on his back. And then they started raining bullets. And it was landing and dropping. Jehovah's hand was already there. So they turned and started running. He is a ghost. He is a ghost. He is a ghost. This is a ghost. We have seen and heard things here. It's only when we arrive in eternity we'll know the extent of things God has done by this mantle. You move God into action on your behalf by your faith.
You move God into action on your behalf by your faith. In this season, somebody will see the move of God around your life. You will see the action of God around your life. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Number four, which is final before we go to the faith that preserves. Number four, how does faith preserve? First, by establishing the shield of defense against the missiles of evil. Second, by tapping into the life of God, which is indestructible. Third, by moving God into action for the defense of the just. And finally, by neutralizing the spirit of fear, thereby frustrating the destructive agenda of the enemy. Again, by neutralizing the spirit of fear, thereby frustrating the destructive agenda of the enemy. Let me start from the back. The enemy causes disaster through fear. Before the devil will do anything in the life of people, he introduces the fear of it. Job chapter 3 and in verse 25, Job said, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. That which I was afraid of is come unto me." Young lady nursed a woman that died of a cancer. She feared the same cancer until the cancer came. And so far, I mean, those examples are plenty. People travel in the vehicle of fear to meet disastrous fate. Listen, if you can paralyze fear, you cripple Satan. You cripple his activity around your life. Fear. Fear of dying before time. Fear of disease. Fear of this. Fear of that. The thing which I fear has come upon me. And the surest antidote to fear is faith. The surest cure of fear is faith. The answer to the question of fear is faith. You deal with the snake venom, with the anti-snake venom. Look at Matthew chapter 14. After Jesus walked on the water, Peter said to him in verse 28, "Master, if it be thou, ask me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He was walking on the water. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and fear made him to begin to sink. Do you see what fear did on the spot? People stand by faith, they sink by fear. Thou standest by faith. If you are going to stand in life against the arrows and the ocean, in this ocean of calamity of on the earth, you stand by faith, and people sink by fear. He beginning to sink because fear came. Let's go on. And he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Look at what the Lord said. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith," which means if faith was enough, fear wouldn't have been there. And if fear wasn't there, he wouldn't have sunk. He diagnosed the case on the spot. That is spot diagnosis. The one you don't need any laboratory test. You don't need any examination or investigation. Just look and tell. O thou of little faith. Am I communicating? He sank because faith was in short supply. So this is what happens. When you see people of mega faith, they have mega results, and they therefore has little space in their lives. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Right now I speak against the spirit of fear in the life of somebody. I declare that devil of fear arrested and sent to hell. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Say the Lord must say amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Fear has no place in my life. I am giving fear no allowance in my life. Say aloud, amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Now, let us go to the faith that preserves. How do we walk faith to preserve? Can I take it? Says it teaches faith, but a robot walks faith. Because it took the faith to the crusade ground and makes amputated legs to all manner of miracles. What is that faith that preserves? Means how do we walk faith to preserve? Okay, now, what is the faith that preserves? Number one, faith that preserves, number one, is faith that is rooted in the Word. Rooted in the Word of God. Faith that is rooted in the Word. Romans chapter 10 and in verse 17. It says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Look at this. Wordless faith is useless faith. Wordless faith is risky faith. What do I mean by that? Somebody say, give me that thing there. If there is any poison inside, I'll drink it. It will not do me anything. And I say, why? How do you know? Sir? I know. It can't do me anything. Who is devil? It's people who believe that things can happen to them, that it happened to them. It can't do me anything. And he can actually drink the thing and be dead for good. Because he's just standing on a certain boldness that has no root. But supposing he said, if I drink that thing, it will do me nothing. Why are you talking like that? It is written, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am not looking for deadly things to drink. But in case I drink a deadly thing without notice, he said, I shall drink deadly things and it cannot hurt me. That is faith rooted in the Word. Building on nothing is building to crash. Faith that is not standing on the Word can crash the owner any day. So look at this. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You took the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So faith is a shield. And the Word is a shield. Psalm 91 verse 4. He said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. So the truth is a shield, and truth is Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 7. talks about the word. By the word of truth. The word is truth. The word is truth. So, we can read Psalm 91 verse 4 like this. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His word shall be thy shield and thy buckler. If Ephesians 6:16 said the word that faith is shield, and Psalm 91 verse 4 said the word is shield, it means word equals faith, and faith equals word. Isn't that right? A equals to B. B equals C. Means A is directly equal to C. Somebody say a loud amen. Why is word necessary for faith? Number one, the word is settled. So when you settle your faith on the word, it is a faith that can't be shaken by any force on the earth. Psalm 119, verse 89. Why is faith necessary with the must be rooted? Why must faith be rooted in the word? Secondly, because God is word. God is at the back of his word. God is one with his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was his God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So when you root your faith in word, you have rooted it in God. That faith can fail only if God can fail. Faith can do what God can do. Because with God, all things are possible. And all things are possible to him that believeth. Archbishop Ezra said, if faith says yes, God cannot say no. Because the faith is rooted in the word. So please, whatever you believe, I shall live in hell. Let it be rooted in the word. Let the revelation suspend it. I cannot beg, I cannot borrow. Stand on a word. And do what you need to do, not to beg and not to borrow. I can't be caught short before my time by a witch. Let a word, stand on a word. And let that word undergird you. Am I communicating? Thank God. We have a lot of messages preached on divine preservation. Out of those lights, you get plenty light. Eat them until they eat you up. Somebody say amen. Faith that preserves is faith that is rooted in the word. Number two, it is faith that speaks. Faith that speaks. It is speaking faith. It is not faith that is dumb. It is faith that speaks. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. The spirit of faith speaks. You speak boldly. You speak authoritatively. You speak word-basedly. You speak boldly. You speak authoritatively. Somebody say amen. Those who work with me, the staff and some of the account people and all of that, they are aware of our operation in this realm. Can this and that be done? Oh no! Because this is, we are about to get this kind of result. How? It comes all the time. Looks like God has seen the affliction of the heat and is trying to remember us in the rain. Say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Speaking boldly, I can't be cut short before my time. The weapon that can prosper against my life has not been fashioned. It can't be formed. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. If it shall prosper, it cannot be formed. The ones that are formed can't prosper. The charm that can kill you, the native doctor that will do that charm, cannot be born. One of our members, during an election time, his opponent took his name to the native doctor. After the native doctor did his divination, he said, I have two advice for you. He was talking to his client. He said, number one, this man that you brought to do charm against, you cannot harm him. I just want to let you know that he is not harmable. Then he said, number two, don't waste your money visiting another native doctor. Hey! Don't waste your money visiting another witch doctor. It won't work. And it is when you are sufficiently worded, it will flow. You will speak almost recklessly. In the eyes of people, you are reckless in your talk. If Jesus tarries to come, do you know that this size of building, plenty of feet will be multiplied around the world? Effortlessly. Effortlessly. Taking a shorter length of time to build them than this one. Effortlessly. Somebody wave your hands and give the Lord the praise for this wonderful coolness of climate that is coming by the agency of the wind. Yes, 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 yes. It looks like when we spoke about the heat and was advising each other, he was hearing us. I said, don't worry, you don't know what is on the way coming. Hallelujah. 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 Stand on your feet and give him a loud shout of victory. A loud shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory. Look at three people by your side and tell them, open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak. For the sake of your preservation, open your mouth and speak. For the sake of your preservation, open your mouth and speak. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Hallelujah. Are you still hearing me clearly? Can you ensure that the sound is adequate for everyone to hear me? Are you still hearing me clearly? Say loud, amen. Now, let's quickly go to the faith that speaks. What happens when you speak? One, this is 2A. Strangers obey and clear away. Psalm 18, strangers obey and clear away. Psalm 18, verse 44 to verse 45, he said, as soon as they hear of me, or they hear from me, they shall obey me.
the strangers, the cancer, the tuberculosis, the diabetes shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. Open your mouth and speak, and let the devil hear it in the kingdom of darkness and clear away. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Secondly, angels are moved onto assignment as they hear the declared word. Angels are moved onto assignment. In Psalm 103 and in verse 20, Psalm 103 and in verse 20, he said, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Some of us that speak brutally, continuously, word-based declarations, we have a lot of angelic ministry around our lives. Why? Because we are speaking the word, speaking what God said, checking the devil back to hell. Thirdly, the Almighty is moved to walk on the behalf of his people. When we speak, the Almighty himself is moved to walk on the behalf of his people. Numbers chapter 14 verse 28. Numbers 14 28. The Bible said, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you, or so will I do for you. As you speak in my ears, I'll do it. So, faith that preserves is faith that speaks. I can't be cut short before my time. God Almighty says, yes, you can't. I am standing to watch who wants to cut you short. The Almighty is moved into action. Number four, or third, fourthly, declaration brings vindication or liberation. Declaration brings vindication or liberation. Isaiah 43 and in verse 20. Isaiah 43 and in, sorry, verse 26. March to call a guy at others. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou may be justified. That is, speak so you can be set free. Speak so that you can be cleared, discharged, and acquitted. If the devil is trying to judge you in their demonic and satanic court, speak out so you can be discharged and acquitted. Somebody speaking out, saying, in the name of Jesus, I owe the devil nothing. Some of those stickers you put in your house, say them, talk, declare them. I owe the devil nothing. Where blood is shed, mine cannot be shed. I can't die like chicken. Satan, no trespass. Origin, dunamis, warning, do not trespass. And so on and so forth. I shall fulfill my days. I shall live out my time. You are vindicated. You are liberated. And finally, when you speak, you put the enemy where they belong. You put the enemy where they belong. You put them. Your speakings, give them. You just keep them where they belong. Because when you speak, it is light. And John chapter 1 verse 5 said, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loud, must say amen. So the faith that preserves is faith that speaks. Sorry. Is faith that is rooted in the word. Number two, it is faith that speaks. Number three, it is faith with vision. You don't just believe God, you have the picture in your mind. Hebrews 11:27 concerning Moses, The Bible said he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. He endured. He was preserved. He was durable. As seeing him who is invisible,
he just did.
Because there was something he was seeing. Faith with vision. Faith with vision.
What is the meaning of this? You are seeing yourself in your old age. You are seeing yourself. I told one mother, I said to her, you cannot go. Don't think of going now. See this your child, he hasn't married. See this one, she hasn't married. See this other one, they haven't married. I think they were like four at that time. None was married yet. On oxygen, heart attack, ischemic heart disease, myocardial infarction, part of the heart had died. Professor of cardiology was attending. I said, see this, they haven't married. Can you see yourself attending their weddings and their marriages? See all of that first before you think of going. That word fired life. Under 24 hours, oxygen was off. Heart returned back. The first one, married. Second, next one, married. Next one, married. All are married. All have children now. And mama is still alive. Do you understand what I'm saying? Most people don't see beyond the moment. They don't see beyond the diagnosis. Once they see a diagnosis or they see a condition, they begin to imagine. There are people who even imagine their funeral. True. They imagine those who attended and those who didn't attend. They imagine people crying. They just imagine. Devil just gave them the picture. No, sir. If you have such power of imagination, use it correctly. Imagine your longevity. If Jesus tarries to come, imagine you're at 80, 85, 90, 95, just as long as you can imagine. Imagine yourself still going for crusades and doing counseling work and doing ushering work. Just picture. If God is speaking to you, shout the loudest amen. Let that faith be backed with vision. Be backed with vision. And I'm excited because what I'm saying now, my witnesses are all in the house. You cannot die now. Who will look after your children? It's not easy for anybody to look after another person's children. And the man's eyes came alive. Wow! Really? Yes, I'll be alive. I will look after my children. That terminated the diagnosis that was terminal. Life returned back. Listen to me. An empty heart equals an empty future. Don't let your mind be blank. Fill it up. Fill it up. With where you prefer to be, not where the devil wants you to be, or where the devil kept you. Fill it up. Fill it up. Why this message is so necessary is because evil activity has increased on the earth. Am I communicating? When you were a child, how much of kidnapping did you hear when you were a little child? No matter how young you are here. How much of ritual killing? How much of all of that? How much of coronavirus? Corona bad boy? And all the COVID things and all the terrible things we are hearing now. When did we see the first dialysis machine? I'm not sure I saw one in my medical school training. Or maybe it just came new. Today, everywhere, somebody's on dialysis, everywhere. Kidneys are failing. Livers are dying. We need messages like this in this hour. Because at the time of the end, evil multiplies. But we stand as light. Somebody say a loud amen. Now, this is what vision does. Three things, and I'll go to the final one. Now, vision guarantees destination. Once you have a vision, you are guaranteed reaching that objective of your vision. Write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And at the end he shall speak. So, the vision takes you to the end. Whatever is the end for your life, the vision takes you there. Secondly, vision brings preservation. There is something vision does to your body, your system, your health, your physiology, your anatomy. Proverbs 29:18. He said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You are just seeing yourself in the missionary crusades. I'm sure that this year, we're in the UK, we're in Ethiopia, we'll be in Kenya, we'll be in New York, we'll be in Canada, we'll be in Houston, we'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we'll be in Canada, we'll be in Mexico, we'll be in Bogota, Colombia, we should be in Caracas, in Venezuela. Right? Setting fire. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this so because someday to come, you will be on this, in these fields. You are just there in that climate, on fire for God. Whether in the counseling or the prayer band or just as a missionary on the mission team. And you have enough resources to go everywhere. Some of you in your own private aircraft. Somebody say, oh, they are not talking to me. Those who are flying it, do they have two heads? Are you following what I'm saying here? Just extending yourself for the kingdom and walking. It rejuvenates your body. Can you see how Jacob painted a picture before animals and the picture changed their genetic system? He changed their body. Sarah was an old woman. Sarai was an old woman. Sarai, that was her original name, was an old woman, which meant, I can't remember the meaning of that one now. But God asked Abraham to change her name to Sarah, which means princess. The more she called her Sarah, the younger and more princessly she looked. Until somebody is pursuing 85-year-old woman, 90-year-old woman, and carried her, Abimelech the king of Gerar, to his house. He said, I just found a girl on the road. Her system changed until God won the man in the night. This is a mama. The man's wife. Have you seen Gloria Copeland before? She's over 80 something. Show them the picture. Mama Gloria. She's maybe 82 years now. She looks like 25. You don't have Mama Gloria Copeland's picture? That girl is 82 years. Great grandchildren. That is what the world and vision does to people. Some of us are 28. She is 82. You are 28. And you are working like, can I attend service today? Papa Yedeko talked about, that's right, he talked about a man in his 20s. Anything he says, at this my age, you think I'll be lying at this my age? Young man, by the time he was 30-something or 40, he was like an ancient man. Ancient man. His word and his picture degenerated his life. Anything you say, at this my age, one of my children was with Papa the other day when he came and they were talking. And he said, when I was a young child, we saw in the former area, one of, and so on. And Papa said, okay, so now that you are old. Oh my God. Look at your neighbor, say, what can you see? Say to them, renew your life by your vision. The other day, I was bouncing and behaving somewhat, and my children say, Daddy, why are you behaving so young, like a young child? I said to them, we that are in our 20s, why should we act as if we are 50-something or 60-something? We that are in our 20s, me and them, we are in the same category. As a man thinketh in his heart. If you say you are old, you are not wrong. And if you say you are young, hey! 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 Stand on your feet and give the Lord a shout. Hey! I used to jump a lot in the Rawan until my wife said, please, excuse me, sir. Please, I beg. You can jump. You can jump it. It's confirmed that you can jump it, please. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Father, I have a vision for my preservation, and I will fulfill my days. In Jesus' name, take your seat. Let me round off and then we'll go to the final point, very, very critical. Vision brings preservation, and thirdly, vision determines manifestation. What goes around the life of a person is determined by their vision. Manifestations around your life. What you see in your mind. What crosses your mind. We already saw that. Proverbs 23 and in verse 7. He said, as a thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Vision determines manifestation. Because what is not in your vision cannot be your manifestation. Finally, what sort of faith preserves? Please go over this message, especially in this season. Prescribe it for somebody. Number one is faith that is rooted in the word. Number two, faith that speaks. Number three, faith with vision. Number four, faith with a fighting spirit. The faith of a fighter. The faith of a fighter. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and in verse 12. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Faith is a fight. But it is a good fight. It is a fight whose outcome is determined in our favor. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Paul the apostle said, I have fought the good fight. I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. Verse 7. I have fought a good fight. What is the meaning of this?
If your faith must win, it must be ready to fight. That is, you don't give up for the devil. You don't give way for the devil. You don't give in for the devil. That was what Job said. In Job chapter 14 and in verse 14. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? No. That's the obvious question. It's a rhetoric question. All the days of my appointed life, I will wait. I will wait. I will fight it until my change comes. I will square it out. Something must change. Something must shelter. Something must happen. That was the fate of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We will not bow and we will not burn. Daniel 3:16-17. Somebody say a louder amen. During one of the commanding the day midnight prayers, before then, one of our key officers here told me about the wife that was battling with death. Other day they had taken her to the hospital. Breath was high up, choking or whatever it was. Next 1 or 2 days, they took again. So I said, bring her. And they came. We just finished commanding them in that prayer. She's seen dead people, seen family and village people pursuing her and so on. Before I prayed for her, I looked straight into her eyes and said, hey, don't bow for death. Are you hearing me? Don't bow for death. Don't agree to be killed. Don't agree to be, you are not chicken. They are pursuing you in the dream of the night. Which means somebody wants to kill you. And you want to lay your neck to be killed. It entered her head. Ten hands were laid on her. Those demons checked back to hell. It is a fight. The day darkness was too strong until light quenched, that day can never come. Even if the day comes when the elephant flies, that day will never come. When the dog is pursuing and the lion is running, the day where darkness will quench light, that day will never come. Strongest native doctor in the world is not a match for the child of God that was born again today. He said, of all the men that are born of prophets, there is none greater than John the Baptist. That is, John is greater than Moses and everybody. He said, but he that is least in the kingdom is greater than he. That is John. Why? John was in the Old Testament. Now, the smallest child of God today, born again, John is great, was greater than Daniel. And if anybody who was in the Old Testament says John was ahead of them, John heralded the coming of Jesus. And Daniel was the master of native doctors. John is higher than Daniel. Daniel is higher than all native doctors. The one who is born again today is higher than John. Which means the one who is born again today, there is no excuse that the wizard killed him. That thing fired into the mind of that daughter of God. She's healed and hurt. You heard our counseling brother testify on Sunday morning. The worst time to call any pastor on emergency is Saturday night when he's preparing for Sunday service. About to come for commanding the day in that prayer. Sent me The wife sent me a text message. Husband is in the emergency of the hospital. How? I called, the phone couldn't go through. I called in a hurry 1, 2, 3, 4 times. I sent a text, I'm trying to call. Two people call back. God, what's happening? I don't know myself. Body is hot. Breath is seizing. I am dizzy. Really? I said to him with a shout, this is a battle. And in the midst of this battle, of any battle, defeat is not an option. I said, deploy your mind for victory now. Don't be heavy again. Don't be. Listen, one day Papa Yede, he said he laid on the bed. Everywhere was thorny. His breath was seizing. It was death that came for him. While he was in that mood, as if he was bowing to death, he was in a lorry. He heard a voice that said to him, what are you doing? He said, myself, I don't know. What are you doing here? Myself, I don't know. He stood up from the bed, carried his key, entered the car. He said, people, I'm going to Kaduna and I'm driving. Death, if you want, meet me on the road. How can you be? The world is turning. You saw death and you still enter vehicle to drive yourself. Not to Jeba, not to Ogbomoso, not to Oyo. I think it was in the night. He went and reached. Am I communicating at all? Please, wake up. Your Father in heaven is called the mighty man of war. Don't be the weakened child of defeat. Stand up on your feet. Look at your neighbor, say, my faith fights and wins all the time. Say, my faith fights and wins all the time. My faith fights and wins all the time. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Two things I want to tell you about the fight. All right. You want to sit down and write it right. Number one, the enemy flees from those who have the capacity to resist. He flees. Was it not 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7? Just start. Okay, let's start with James chapter 4 verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. And he will not resist. He didn't say resist the devil and he will resist back. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I've had things across my path. After resisting them brutally, I didn't know where they went. I had blood coming out of my body in the university in those days. Where is this one from? To hell with you. He died on the spot. I had an undiagnosable kind of very terrible nerve pain. I don't know whether it was a combination. radiating down the leg. Terrible, some time ago. Long time, some time ago. Resisted, returned back to hell. You know, if the devil can dare Jesus, there's nobody he can dare. The good thing about him is that he's a chronic fighter, that is also a chronic loser. He is addicted to fight and committed to losing. Ay, 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 ay. Secondly, if you don't give up, you can't go down. You can't. If you don't give up, you can't go down. That was what the Bible said concerning Job. If I hold my tongue, I will give up the ghost. That was what we read the other day. Was it Job 13, 20, thereabout? 19. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. If you will not give up, you cannot go down. It's a new day for somebody. Who is the one that God preached to tonight and spoke to tonight? This is more like two or three messages in one. Stand up on your feet and give the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Hallelujah. Say after me, say, I am operating faith. Alright, say it like this. Say, thank you, Lord. Because the faith I operate is a shield of defense around my life. I tap into the life of God by the force of faith. Jehovah God, move into action on my behalf by faith. Fear has no place in my life by the frequency of faith. Say, my faith is rooted in the word of God. Say, my faith is a speaking faith. I shall fulfill my days. Say, I have faith with vision. I have faith with vision. And say, I have faith with a fighting spirit. I am not a loser. I am a fighter and a winner in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I told you the story one day. I told you we live in a world of flying arrows. I know a young man many years ago grew together somehow, but he was ahead in terms of age. He's walking like this one day. An arrow. In a motor park. Just walking on the road. That was the end. Picked up. Lifeless. The public place. Driver. Drove all the way. Passenger said, can we go and ease ourselves? Oh yes, why not? They parked by the roadside. They went to the bush. He put his head on the steering. Passengers returned. Driver, can we go? No reply. He has taken up. He won't go like that. I was walking in my now living room and I felt an arrow. I stood on the same spot. So wherever you came from, I retrieve you, I refire you. Back! Jagadash! I spoke until my wife and children ran from the room and they came and said, Daddy, what is happening? I said, I'm fighting. How many of you want to fight? 3 minutes. Go ahead and let's do some 3 minutes fighting. You are going to decree every arrow from hell looking for my life, you are back to sender. In this fight you are going to declare, I shall fulfill my days. I cannot die before my time. Now lift up your hands and your voice and say, Father, I come before you today, and I thank you for the privilege of faith. I decree by the force of faith that I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my destiny. I cannot be caught short before my time. In the name of Jesus, I shall live to declare the counsel of the Lord in the land of the living. Every pit dug for me by the devil, I command the diggers of the pit, enter now. Every coffin prepared for me or anyone connected, related, or associated, you coffin, catch fire now. Fight, 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 fight. Open your mouth and fight. Shabbat, shabbat. Pray! Let the petro rate cara la terateris. Let the perigado saca saca la carina. In the name of Jesus, the Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your right hand and say after me, say, Father, thank you. Because you have done it. For my life. Thank you for preservation. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands one more time. Say, Father, I receive the seal of preservation. Today, I receive the seal of divine preservation by the anointing, by the blood of Jesus. Today, open your mouth and pray. Pray. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands and let's.
One of the major forces for preservation is the force of purity, the force of integrity, the force of a life that is completely sold out to God. And you are here tonight, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want that preservation mantle on my life. I want to be able to shout at the devil and get the devil out of my space at every point in time. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I want him to forgive me my sins. Anywhere you are, lift up your hands where you are right now. Yes, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I see all those hands. You are going to pray this prayer after me right now. Why don't you step forward? Come, those of you with your hands up, come forward quickly. Pick your bags, pick your Bibles. Say, today is the end of my association with Satan the devil. He cannot control my life. I choose to live a life that pleases God. I want to live a life that God will say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to live a life that when the devil comes for me, they will see God all around me. They will see the angels of God protecting me because of righteousness and integrity. You put down your hand. Come. Those of you that lifted up your hands, anyone who lifted up their hands, come. Don't let the devil have a laugh over you. Step forward here. Pick your bags, pick your Bibles. Come join these brothers and sisters in front. The rest of us, let's begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Father, I rededicate my life to you today. I reestablish my relationship with you today. Lord, I don't want to miss it. I don't want the devil to have a hold on my life. I don't want the devil to have any hold on my life.
Right. Everywhere you are, you have not come out yet, but you are bound by an addiction. Drunkenness addiction. Homosexual addiction. Masturbation addiction. Lesbian addiction. Womanizing addiction. Prostitution addiction, gambling, fraud. There's something that is overcoming you that you want to overcome. Pick your Bibles and bags and join this little quickly before we take the communion and then release the preservation blessing. I give you the count of 7. 1. Quickly come forward. I am tired of rising and falling. I am tired of claiming to be a Christian, but my life is not showing it. I want to change. Quickly. 5. And okay. 1, 2. And say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord, and do your will. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen. Place your hand on your tongue for everyone who needs to be free from an addiction. That's something you are doing, like tobacco smoking and alcoholism and masturbation, or something that you are addicted to. Say after me, say, Jesus, I reject the taste and the appetite for sin and for alcoholism. In the name of Jesus, every memory cell and receptor in my system be neutralized. Every memory cell and addiction cell in my brain, in my brain stem, be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Your yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I declare that hold is broken. The last time you smoked or drank or partook of any of those obnoxious materials shall be the last forever. And I declare it is done in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.